Almost Hag Shavuot Sameach. Almost. Happy Shavuot. Few hours from Hag Shavuot Sameach. I want to speak a little bit about Shavuot, and I want to connect the Shavuot with the Torah portion for this week. I will try to do my best because it touched my heart. This week touched my heart, this Torah portion. So Shavuot is the Jewish biblical holiday, and we need to understand this is not only Jewish, and not only biblical, but it's Jewish and the biblical. It's together. It's Jewish biblical holiday. Shavuot begins on the sixth and seventh day of the month of Sivan. It is exactly 7 weeks after the second day of Passover. This is the second of three great feasts, Shalosh Regalim. This is the three major feasts or holidays of Israel. You remember three of them, Pesach, Shavuot, and picnic, Sukkot. We remember picnic every year, Sukkot picnic. Actually, this is really picnic together, time of rest. And this holiday, as usual, all the Jewish holidays has different names, and we have five names for Shavuot. So first name, Shavuot, it means weeks, exactly 49 days or 7 weeks from the second day of Passover. And many people, they are celebrating Pentecost without understanding why it's Pentecost, why it's not 51 or 48, why it's exactly Pentecost. Because it was 49 days after Passover, second day of Passover, weeks. Next name of the Shavuot, it's Hag HaKatzir, Festival of Harvest. This is second meaning of Shavuot. Hag HaBikurim, Festival of the First Fruits. Exactly what's happened on Shavuot in Jerusalem. This was the first fruits for the Lord. Happy birthday. 3,000 people came to the Lord. First time congregation was born in Jerusalem on Shavuot. Beautiful. Zman Matan Torateinu, Feast of the Torah Given. This is one of the spiritual meaning and also meaning for Shavuot. And the last name, Atzeret, Assembly, because it was commanded to go to Jerusalem on the Shavuot, Assembly. And Shavuot has a great prophetic meaning, spiritual meanings. First of all, this is the giving of the Torah on the Mount of Sinai. And without Torah is no Jewish people. You know it. We are the people of the Torah. We are connected together, Torah and the Jewish people. And fulfillment of the giving of the Torah we can find in the Acts chapter 2. New Testament speaks about revelation of the Ruach HaKodesh, when Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, immersed the first believers in His power, in His presence. The Torah, living Torah, came on Jerusalem, upon the first disciples of Yeshua. It was the miracle. Miracles happened during the Feast of Shavuot. And also, third meaning, the Shavuot was the starting point of the first Messianic Jewish congregation. And I'm glad that we can celebrate it for 2,000 years already, even more. The Lord planted us in this earth, and we are part of His plan. Amen. And we can find it in the Acts chapter 2, verse 41. So those who received this message were immersed. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added. Good growth, yeah? What do you think? We will read later. They were together, 120 people in one room. And said there, suddenly something happened, suddenly. The Lord is doing something suddenly, so many times. So in today's Torah portion, Parsha Bamidbar, in the desert, it's Numbers 1 to Numbers chapter 4. And I want to connect these chapters with the Shavuot, because I see very much of similarity here. So Let's read from the verse 2, Numbers chapter 2. And do we have a picture here for today, please? This is the very old picture. Yeah, from the time of Shavuot. Can you see it here? Kodak probably or something. So, but it's, you know. The people of Israel are to set up camps by clans, each man with his own banner and under his clan's symbol. They are to camp around the tent of meeting, but at a distance. And the same Numbers 2, verse 17. You can read all the chapter. It's speaking about the order in Israel during the time. But I want to read from verse 17. Then the tent of meeting with the camp of the Leviim will set out with the other camps in front and behind. They will go in the same order as their camps are set up. Each man will go forward in his position under his banner. And this is kind of course, this is somebody draw it. But the idea, it was the complete order in Israel. It was a beautiful picture. We can read about it. The Lord always brings the order out of chaos. Always. He is the Lord of order. He began that in the beginning, right from the first day of creation, He brought order out of chaos. He is the Lord of order. And He still does that today with us, because He is the Lord of order. I would like to draw our attention to the order in the camp of the Israelites. Every tribe had a special place where it was to stand, to move. Every family in the tribe of Levi knew exactly what it was to do. It was complete order in the camp of Israelites. And everything was so perfectly that even Balaam, the enemy of Israelites, we can read it in the chapter 24, Numbers 24. Even him, he was the enemy of Israelites. He says beautiful words. How lovely are your tents, Yaakov, your encampments, Israel. It was the testimony for everyone on this earth, the order from the Lord. And this is the beautiful picture of how the Lord is building our lives. He is the Lord of order. And when He comes in our life, He introduces His order into you, into your life. And it becomes orderly. It means to be led by the Lord. One of the parts to be led by the Lord is to come into right place with the Lord and to put Him in the first place of your heart, to be in order with Him. Some people has weird idea about the leading of the Holy Spirit, you know, weird ideas. But the picture from the Torah portion is a beautiful picture. The Lord brought them together and put them in the right places, every one of them. It's beautiful, beautiful. And when I thought about also about this Torah portion, one idea came to my heart and really touched my heart. One of the very deep thoughts from the scriptures from here. The entire life of the Israelite, everything that he believed, all that he did, his entire daily routine was built around most significant reality, around Mishkana, Tabernacle of David. So everything, and in the center, the fire from the Lord. And can you imagine how hard it was to be an unbeliever in Israel? It was a difficult job, yeah. You need to close your eyes always when you turn around, you know. You should narrow your view very sharp. You know. Do not look at the Lord's presence there. Because His presence, it was obvious for everyone. So Mishkana, Tabernacle of David, in the center of Jewish life, everything around Mishkana. And what was the very heart of the Mishkana? What was the very heart? You know, the Mishkana had the holy place and the Holy of Holies. And only one time in the year, the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies during the Yom Kippur, Day of Redemption. What was there? Who remembers? It was Ark of the Covenant. Let's say together, Ark of the Covenant. Filled with the glory of the Lord. Let's imagine it. It's a beautiful picture. In Numbers chapter 9, I want to read it from the verse 15. On the day the tabernacle was put up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, that is the tent of the testimony. I like this, tent of the testimony. Testimony to whom? Testimony of what? Testimony of the presence of the Lord to all the nations. And testimony of the covenant. Because this was the Ark of the Covenant. The Lord made covenant with his people, with the Jewish people. And the glory of the Lord came upon the covenant. This is very important to remember. And in the evening, over the tabernacle was that appeared to be fire, which remained until morning. So the cloud always covered it, and it looked like fire at night, always. Day and night, presence of the Lord in the midst of Israelites. The ark was a center of Jewish life. Everything was built around it, and the presence of the Holy Spirit was on the ark of the covenant. And what was so important here, we need to understand. The Lord led the people of Israel by his glory. It was not the time for democracy, you know. Democracy, they're not void where to go, you know. So let's go left today. Who is for left? Who is for right? Who is for forward? Who is for back? No. The Lord led them. His presence. He was in charge of them. It was his order. He told them where to go and when to go. In the same chapter, verse 17, whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tent, the people of Israel continued their travels, and they camped wherever the cloud stopped. At the order of Adonai, the people of Israel traveled. At the order of Adonai, they camped. And as long as the cloud stayed over the tabernacle, they stayed in camp. It could be one day, it could be 3 months. The Lord led the people of Israel. It was his decision. It was his timing. It was his order for them. The Ark of the Covenant was a base for the mighty presence of the Lord in this earth. It was the heart of the whole earth, whole world, the heart of everything, the covenant tabernacle and the Ark of Covenant. And it was by his mighty presence that he guided the Israelites. The Israelites became an incredible testimony to God's order and to his might in this world. Actually, this was the tent of testimony for the people around them. Even enemies, they saw the presence of the Lord. They saw the order in Israel. And this is the prophetic picture, and I like this picture so much. It touched my heart so deeply. So please remember the ark inside of the Holy of Holies. The box, actually, it was the box. Simple box. But what inside of the ark? Do you remember? Three things. First, Ten Commandments. Let's say it together, Ten Commandments. Word of God. Yeah, this was the words from the Lord. He spoke it. It's not the people created. It's the words from the Lord. Manna from heaven. Let's say it together, manna from heaven. Bread from heaven. Can you imagine manna for breakfast, manna for lunch, and manna for dinner? For 40 years. But it was manna from heaven. And third, blossom staff of Aaron. And can you imagine the picture? Please think about it. It was always blossom inside of the Holy of Holies. Always. Without water, without anything. The Lord is our source of life. He is source of life for us. So three things, Ten Commandments, manna from heaven, and bless some stuff of Aaron. And let's remember who Yeshua is for us, what he speaks about himself. And I see picture here, beautiful picture. In Yohanan chapter 1, verse 1, it said here, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Yeshua, he is living Word. What was inside of the covenant? Word of God. And Yeshua, he is the Word of God. In John chapter 6, verse 51, actually it's the same person, Yohanan and John. "I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever." He is manna from heaven. He is the living bread. He came from heaven. And the third, Yohanan chapter 10, verse 11. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Three things in the Ark of the Covenant. Prophetically speaks about the covenant, about the Yeshua. He is our daily life. He is word from the Lord. And he is our shepherd. He is leading us in our lives. It's so beautiful. Do you see here? So, the truth is, the Lord wants to dwell with his people. He wants to be close to them. He wants to be close to them. This was the picture of future Messiah who will dwell in the hearts of the people. The Ark of the Covenant was a picture of the coming Yeshua. Even as the Ark of the Covenant was the heart of the Mishkanah, Yeshua is the heart of the believer. Yeshua is the covenant come to life. And each believer is the Mishkanah, tabernacle, for the presence of the Lord. In which Yeshua, the covenant, the glory of the Lord may dwell. And this is not my words. I can read it from 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Rabbi Shaul, he had the same great revelation from the scriptures. "Or don't you know that your body is a temple for the Ruach HaKodesh who lives inside you, whom you received from God?" So, Mazel Tov, your tabernacle. Yeah. Can you say to your neighbor, your tabernacle? Beautiful tabernacle, but tabernacle, and tabernacle. And the Holy Spirit comes upon us not because we are the beautiful tabernacle, but because of the covenant lives inside of us. Covenant with Yeshua, with the Lord through Yeshua. You know, when I'm thinking about the time of Israel in the wilderness, I'm amazed because so many people think about Moses as the most important there, but do you remember moment when the Moses went out to the Mount of to fellowship with the Lord for 40 days? And 40 days without food and water, it's pretty difficult, I would say. And especially for the man who is, how old he was at that time? You know, young age, something. Teenager. But the people of Israel, they just, you know, they looked, okay, 40 days, probably he died already. But when Moses came out of Mount, he was angry on them, and he talked to them, he told them, "You refuse the Lord, not me." Why? Because even if Moses not there, the presence of the Lord still there. It was not about the Moses. It was about the covenant with the Lord. And the fire of the Lord, presence of the Spirit, comes upon the covenant. If Yeshua is in your heart, if Yeshua is the most important in your heart, the Holy Spirit comes upon the covenant. when you are in good condition or not so good condition, he is with you because he loves you so much. And he paid great price for you. He purchased you for himself. This is the great revelation, I think, from this Torah portion. And we are coming to a very important moment of Shavuot. In the same way, when people of Israel build tabernacle and put Ark of Covenant into it, the glory of the Lord came upon that place. Pillar of fire came on Israel. And the nation, all the nation of Israel, was able to see direction. This was important part. They were able to see the direction from the Lord. They looked on the Lord when they traveled. We don't see Moses walking in front of them and crying, "Walk after me, guys, I'm here. We are going there, we're going there." It was the Lord who led them. Moses' job was follow the Lord and help people to follow the Lord. All the nation of Israel was able to see direction, and all nation of Israel was led by the Lord. All nation of Israel. It's an incredible picture. And the same on the day of Shavuot, Pentecost, in Jerusalem, 2,000 years ago. When first believers, people of the new covenant, were together on Shavuot, something happened. And I want to read what's happened here, because it's incredible. Acts chapter 2, from verse 1. When the day of Shavuot had come, 49 days from Passover, great Jewish holiday, biblical, they were all together in one place. And, you know, it's already a miracle. You know the story. Two Jews, three opinions. 120 Jews, it's progressive, it's a lot of opinions. But they were together because they obeyed to the Lord and they obeyed to Torah and they obeyed Yeshua. They want to follow him. And this is already a great picture of unity. But please remember, they were people of Amharic, people of the land. It's said here, verse 2, suddenly. Let's say together, suddenly. I like this word, suddenly. Probably the Lord interrupted their meeting in that moment. What do you think? Maybe they should do something there, but suddenly, unexpectedly, the Lord comes. Suddenly there come from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind. Something happened. I remember the time of Sinai, when the people of Israel were around the mouth of Sinai. It was the time of the rushing wind, the time of voices from the Lord, sound from the Lord. The same happened here. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting, and tongues like fire spreading out appeared to them and settled on each one of them. They were all filled with the Ruach HaKodesh and began to speak in other tongues as the Ruach enabled them to speak out. The fire from the Lord came upon the covenant, new covenant with Yeshua. And this time, the Lord came not only in the Mishkana or in the temple in Jerusalem, but his presence, his spirit came in the hearts of the people, everyone who was there, who were there, everyone. The tabernacle was only a picture of future. It was the picture of Yeshua. It was the picture of the covenant. It was the picture of Pentecost, of Shavuot. It was the picture of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. And we are living in the prophetic time, time after Shavuot. We have great privilege to remember it and to celebrate it. The fire of the Holy Spirit came upon all of them personally, upon the heart of every believer who was in a covenant relationship with the Lord through the Yeshua HaMashiach. This is the reality. This is prophetic reality for us. So what does it mean for us today? And I like to remind myself, what does it mean for me today? I'm living in these special times. Today is 2018, yeah? And it's a beautiful time to live, actually. Yeah, prophetic time to live. Not everything is bad. We have the Lord, we have the presence of the Lord. We have promises from the Lord. Yeshua is coming soon. This is the great thing to remember. So the Messiah has become the center of our lives. He is the center of our lives. And His Spirit gives us ability to be led by the Lord. This is the reality of Shavuot. He is giving us ability to follow the Lord, to see His movement. Remember what we said earlier about Israelite. His entire life, his actions, his beliefs, his daily routine, all was built upon the heart of the Mishkan, upon the Ark of Covenant. Now, if the Ark of Covenant is a picture of Yeshua and the Mishkan is the picture of believer, it means the believer's entire life should be built upon our Savior, around our Savior. He is in the center of our life. Amen. And the covenant is the heart of everything. Life of faith, of trust in the Lord. And Yeshua is the living word for me and for you. True. He is living word for you. If you love Him, if you want to follow Him, He is the living word for you. He is my life, my everything. Do you remember this song? He is my life, my everything. Yeah, no, we're busy. We have schedules. We know what to do and where to go. But let's remember, He is your life. And without Him, what do you have? I don't know, nothing really. He is my shepherd. He is leading me through my life. And He is the good shepherd. He doesn't want to destroy us. He wants to bless us. Even if He leads us to humbleness, it's for our good. Amen. He is the bread of my life. My daily food is His will. These are building blocks of my covenant with the Lord. And upon this covenant, Holy Spirit comes. So if you want to be filled with Holy Spirit, if you want to be walking in the Holy Spirit, if you want to have power of the Holy Spirit, if you want to know and see Him, remember about these three things. He is your word. He is your daily bread. His will is your bread. And He is good shepherd. He will not lead you. He knows where to go. You know, we have so many voices around us, and everyone pretends that he knows where to go, but reality is only Lord knows where to lead us. Amen. I know we are busy so much in these days, but let's remember who Son of God for us and His great price He paid for our sins. And I would like to end with one interesting idea. I like the Hebrew word seder. Do you remember word seder? What does it mean? Can you help me to remember? Order. And where we use the word seder? What holiday? Passover Seder. It means Passover order. It's happened during the time when the whole family comes together around the table and remember the days of the Pesach, Exodus from Egypt, and the price paid for us. And you know, one interesting thing, in the order for the person, usually this Magid, this is the elder of the family or the father of the family, who sits in front of the table and who is leading the order, Seder, through Agadah. I like this picture because I like the picture that table is our life. And who is in charge of our table? Yeshua. Who is leading us through His order? Through His Agadah, through His story, Yeshua. He's our order, He's our salvation, and He paid great price for us. And I want to end with the one place of Scripture, and I want to pray for all of us to be able to, that we will be able to be humble before the Lord, to remember the covenant with Him. Remember that He is our bread, He is the word of God, and He is our shepherd. And upon this, the power of Holy Spirit comes. Only upon this. Only upon this. Amen. Acts chapter 5. And we are witnesses of these events, as is the Ruach HaKodesh, whom God has given to those who obey Him. Let's say together, who obey Him. Amen. So let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for your mercy, for your covenant, and for your salvation, Lord. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, for the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, Lord. Lord, please forgive us for everything we did against your covenant, Lord. Please cleanse us, Lord. Please help us to see you, Lord. And help us always remember Yeshua is our covenant, is our life, is our bread, and is our shepherd. Thank you so much. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's stand together. Let's finish our service with the Aaronic benediction. Please don't be alone. Find somebody. Yesterday I tried to pray this prayer, and I don't know, I prayed probably 10,000 times. For 10,000 first time, I forget about this. I forget some words. Looks like it's, you know, sometimes. So let's pray. Yeverechecha Adonai veishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Issa Adonai panavelecha ויישם לך שלום. Amen. Shabbat shalom. Please don't forget to take your kids, and we have Onek after the service. Shabbat shalom.